Episode number 305.
You never ever really want to truly retire where you're not using your mind, because that's when things can start to slide. Retirement is really having a choice on how you want to spend your time.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is always fired up, ready to go, and bringing you the fuego. But today, I think you're going to want to think about life a little bit different as we are moving into a 3D world, as we're moving into an Oculus world or a new world of virtual reality. And as someone that has seen these worlds, guys, I grew up in The Sims generation, they have evolved. And we're going to talk to someone that has seen this in many different aspects. We are bringing you our featured guest today, Lomit Patel. Lomit, are you ready to be real?
I am.
Let's go.
Excited to be here.
Absolutely, my man. You're out in the beautiful San Francisco area. And folks, Lomit is a best-selling author with his book, Lean AI, which you definitely can find on Amazon and anywhere basically you can buy books, as well as a public speaker, a startup advisor, and right now he's the VP of growth at InView, which is all about the future of, you know, 3D social animation avatars in these worlds that we live in, creating your avatar and basically expressing your life and emotions and livelihood through these avatars with others. And it's really evolved, as we know, guys, from Sims. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show today, Lomit. How's your day going today?
It's going well.
Let's go. It's Friday. We made it. So tell us a little bit about your experience in just AI technology, et cetera, because you have a really extensive background.
Yeah. So, you know, but my background in AI has primarily been focused on, helping companies solve for how do you acquire customers, right? Because for any business, you know, I've worked with a lot of number of different startups over the past 20 years. The biggest challenge for any startup isn't just creating a product or service. You know, that's sort of the first step. But the bigger challenge is really how do you acquire customers? How do you turn this into a real business? How do you generate revenue? You know, what's the right business model? And so, you know, those are the fun things that I've been working with. And for the most part, a lot of it really comes down to looking at data, right? Because you've got to look at data, you've got to look at, who's the right customer that you should be targeting, you know, what's the right places that you should be sort of spending your money to acquire these customers. And so in the last like 4 years, you know, there's been a huge sea shift in terms of how businesses are, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how to get that competitive advantage. And so the biggest advantage any company has in this day and age is really data, right? But data by itself doesn't have a lot of meaning unless you can really extract value to what is the data telling you, so it can kind of inform you on what's the right decisions you want to take to get to those outcomes. Which so for me, you know, the way I've used data is to really figure out, you know, what's, you know, how can we take all this data that we have today and be able to extract, like, who's the right customers we should be targeting? What's the right messages that we should be using? What's the right experiences that we want to show these potential customers in a product that gets them more engaged? And what's the right way to really monetize these customers? And so, you know, and you got to try and do all of this in real time, because you got to, you know, because people don't have a lot of attention, as you know, Travis, right?
Oh,
you know,
God,
you know,
yes.
you know the biggest commodity is getting user attention. And so, you know, all of these companies, when you look at the most successful technology companies that are out there, from like Netflix to Uber to Facebook, the reason why they've been able to get successful is because they've been able to make data-driven decisions and being able to able to do it in real time. And that's what we, you know, that's kind of been my role here at MVU, you know, where we've been able to apply the same type of AI technology to really help us to get better, faster, and smarter to acquire customers and to generate revenue that's really helped us to grow significantly. Yeah.
That's good, man. That's what I like to hear. So tell us a little bit about the story of MVU then, you know, the founding story, or just kind of what was their goal when they first started it?
Yeah. So MVU has been around for over 16 years now.
Wow. Okay.
And so they were really early to, you know, as you'd mentioned earlier, like Sims, it was all around, you know, creating this alternate reality for people,
right.
You know, and, you know, so as you know, you know, now it's, you know, you can experience this a lot better than you could in the early days, right? Because as you know, technology's evolved, so you don't have to be on a laptop, you can be on mobile, and then you've got all these, like, so the Oculus, the headset, so, you know, it's a more immersive experience.
You're fully engaged.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing that hasn't changed is that whether it's in, you know, the real world or a virtual reality world, it's all about how does it make you feel at the end of the day, right? And so, you know, what we've done at MVU is really be able to create this new safe space for people to go into a virtual world where they can connect with other people. And it's primarily all around making friendships, right? And sort of living, you know, your ultra ego life. So you can literally sort of be whoever you want to be in this virtual world. You can experience, you know, going to like different places in the world that you may not have be able to go to. And it's a great escape at the end of the day. It's just like watching a movie. I mean, when we watch movies, it's really to sort of, to kind of take us outside of where we are today and sort of envision something else. And that's what we do at MVU.
And the part of the MVU is you're kind of creating your own story then too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You get to pretty much sort of be whoever you want to be there. Right. And the great thing is, you know, it ultimately, you know, becomes a great way for you to sort of connect with so many other people from around the world, and we have millions of users because everyone's sort of there for the same reason, which is to, you know, aspire to live in, you know, a different creative version of themselves.
That's cool, man. It's fun. It's really exciting these days. You know, that's the really fun part of the life that we live, guys, is that you create this, you know, and so someone created MVU for you to enjoy and express your alter ego, do things that you couldn't maybe do in this reality, or also at scale, just build friendships, because we can't go to these places and meet people because of you know, what we're dealing with in the crazy year of 2020, etc. So it's not only a great timely product because of because of last year, but it's also just something that going forward, this is how people are going to connect. There's no doubt about it. And I think there's so many different ways that you guys could even make different extensions from that, being businesses and virtual business to sell things on there, or, you know, help create marketplaces where people can sell things like Etsy, in a virtual marketplace way or something. I don't know. There's just so many different things now, guys, there's artwork that's NFT artwork, which is literally an artwork on the blockchain that you own, so you don't have, you're not buying a fake or a false or, you know, something like this, but it's all digital. And so the future is very interesting. And so I think that's the interesting thing with the in-app gaming side of it is that, so many new opportunities, man. How do you guys typically make money then?
Yeah, really good question. And, you know, the way we make money, there's two ways. One is to what you were talking about. You know, we're pretty much a marketplace where we connect all these creators who create all these different, you know, virtual worlds, or they create different ways for you to customize the look and feel of your avatar. Because that's what
that's
everyone that comes into MVU, you know, ultimately creates an avatar, and they can make it look like whatever they want it to look like. They can customize everything. It's, you know, and so, you know, we have a whole we have over, I think it's like over 60 million different items in our in our virtual store now, which people can use to either customize the look and feel of an avatar or customize the look and feel of different worlds that they want to experience. Gotcha. And so, you know, that's one way where, you know, we connect users to this thriving creator community that we have, you know, and so, you know, we take a transaction fee on all of those in-game purchases.
Absolutely.
And then the second part that we make money is, you know, there's a series of people that ultimately aren't going to be able to like sort of buy stuff. So they want to figure out ways to earn the currency because we have our own currency called MBU credits. And so that usually comes in the form of advertising where either people are watching reward videos or they're filling out surveys. And so pretty much in exchange for their time, they're earning MBU credits that enables them to continue to, you know, enjoy the game and participate in creating these different virtual
new avatars and stuff like that. Very cool. So cool, man. Man, what a fun thing. What a, like I said, could you imagine 20 years ago, this just wasn't ready for what we can do today. You know, like when Sims came out, it's just today what we can do with Sims. And that's why Sims is still amazing. But the Sims of today is just, it's ready for what we can really want it for. You know what I mean? Like to really escape. And it's so, it's very, very fascinating. Fascinating, dude. Crazy. I think that's, so it's a two-way marketplace. You're making it both on, it makes sense. You're helping provide the credits for them. And then also the, allowing creators to create like an eBay, you know, or Etsy or something like that. And then you're making a fee like any great business would.
Can I tell you one stat that,
tell me, I love it.
That most people probably don't realize. Over the course of, like, as I mentioned, we've been around like 16 years.
Right.
We've paid out over like $500 million in creator fees. You know, our creators have earned that much. You know, so one thing that people don't realize is it's just like you get creators or influencers on YouTube or all of these other places. You know, the ones on our platform, you know, the ones that are successful are making a really good living.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So take a look at this, guys. This is something if you're, you know, got some extra time on your hand and you're curious, this is something to explore if you are an influencer too, because you might also already have a platform and you can get people to follow you or you can get people to engage better because you already got the following. You know, that usually makes it a little easier for people. But yeah, congratulations. That is amazing. $500 million, guys, that's going back out to creators. Or like Uber, it's going back out to the drivers, guys. It's going out to the people that are providing the service to help your worlds get better, to help them. You have such an abundant, robust marketplace of products. Good job, dude. That is amazing. That is fascinating. And I'm sure it's going to even keep going, man, because I mean, people are more hungry for this and they find new ways of making revenue and it's not rocket science. You just got to start working on it, you know, like anything, like any good thing.
Yep.
Good job, dude. That is a fascinating thing, man. Well, we are pumped and excited now, folks. Are you ready, Lameet, to take you into our top 10?
I am.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Apple. Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube.
YouTube. Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
Chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Laptop or smartphone?
Smartphone.
Spotify or Pandora?
Spotify.
Spotify. Movies or video games?
Movies.
Let's go. Let's get a good escape. Reading books or listening to books?
Listening right now.
Yeah. Audible, baby, or wherever your favorite place is to listen. Also, last question, two questions here. Stocks or real estate when you're thinking about investing?
Stocks,
baby. It's been a good couple years here. Yeah. You've been an investor, baby. Oh, goodness gracious. Oceans or lakes?
Oceans.
If you could go to any ocean, where would you want to go right now?
Right now, I love to go to the Caribbean, you know.
Oh, heck yeah.
Get away.
Heck yeah. Some warm water, weather.
Yeah.
A drink of your choice or whatever, you know, just enjoy the view. Yeah, absolutely, dude. I think we're all looking forward to that. I do think travel is going to have an abundance of a boom of that, but it's going to be when everyone feels safe, right? So that's the interesting thing. It's like, how long can these businesses wait? And destinations wait. You know, you hear some of these destinations are at like 10% capacity. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like what you're saying, you know, in terms of, you know, investments between stocks and real estate, the benefit of stocks is it's liquid, right? You can get in, you can get out pretty quick. And and to what you're saying, you know, right now, all of those travel related stocks have beaten down, right? Oh, but you know they're gonna come back, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know it, guys. They are, you know. And I would say right now the best one, because it's an IPO and I love IPOs, is Airbnb, guys. Get in, get in on it. Because you know what? That stock's going to be a $1,000 stock before we know it. It might be 10 years.
Yeah.
It might be 10 years, guys. But let me promise you, the guys that run Airbnb are cockroaches. They do not die, and they are smart guys. They are very, very smart. Brian is a very, very smart guy. And I just, you know, have faith in that kind of industry because it's a no capital risk business. They're taking on thousands and millions of places and they don't have any risk to take on capital, guys. Very, it's been disrupted this year, last 2020, but they found ways to pivot too. So it's fascinating. That's a cool thing about this world. And then the main thing I love is that there's entrepreneurs like yourself and people like great people, like, the teams that you guys have doing these things. So when you wake up in the morning, Lameet, and you're getting ready for your day, why do you love being you?
Why do I love being me? It's because there's every day is an adventure for me, you know, and I sincerely mean that, because no one day is ever the same. As you know, when you're working in a technology business, there's always different problems to solve and things to learn, right. But most importantly, I'm just grateful for waking up every day.
Right? Number one, baby. We got
That's
up.
Right.
I hear
That's
when
right.
You, as you get old, That's you right. always hear the older. I got up, baby. I'm up.
I got up.
So, yeah. Hey, that's real. You know, the first step is that, especially in these days, you know. Do you think you'll ever retire? Do you think you'll ever hang it up and say, I'm done?
You know, I think retirement is it depends how you define it, right?
Sure,
you know, and the truth is you never ever really want to truly retire where you're not using your mind, because that's when things can start to slide, right?
Absolutely.
From what I've heard. So for me, you know, retirement is really having the choice on how you want to spend your time.
100%. I always tell people right now, I'm retired right now. I've been retired since I started my business. It's just, I still work a lot of hours some days, and some days I work 1 hour, you know? But keeping the mind active, like you said, the synapses in your brain, guys, if you start just sitting away and just Netflixing away, or just, you know, a lot of times it's 2020 really had a toll on people because they stopped caring about themselves and their goals and ambitions and drive, because it was hard not to, because let's just be real. There was a lot of craziness going on, and even still. But the most important thing is you keep that mind going, guys and gals. It's very, very, very important that synapses in your brain are just constantly firing when you're being challenged with, hey, here's a new app. I need to learn how to do this. Or, hey, here's a new problem about taxes I need to learn about, or whatever it is. Or here's a new stock. Poshmark just came out yesterday. Yeah. Hey, interesting stock. It's not a bad company. Interesting business model. Let's go learn about it. You know, the whole point is that you just keep that brain firing, guys. You're not just go on pause or vacation mode forever, because that's, you know, closing the door quicker. Let's just put it that way. You're closing the door quicker because they say the brain just got to keep those things firing, man. When you get ready for your day, do you have a routine to start your day?
I do. So generally my routine consists of I usually get out of bed. I try to do some breathing, some stretching.
Nice.
Then I'm a tea drinker, so
absolutely.
My tea, and then I try to work out. I usually try to do like an hour of cardio, where especially right now I can't go to the gym, so it's pretty much like, you know, bike or run.
Right.
And while I'm doing that's when I'm trying to either listening to inspirational podcasts or books. You know, that's because and so I try to get myself filled up, both mentally and physically, and ready for the day.
Serving you first too. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I always say you got to do you first, man. People forget, you do all this for other people and all this stuff. Hey, you forgot yourself. What happened? What happened to me?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you don't take care of yourself, you got nothing to give somebody else, right?
I always say that too. It's like the more you do for you, the more you can do for others. You'll have better energy, you'll have more
health,
you'll have more better mindset. I mean, it's just proven. It's proven. And people get that twisted too often, guys. So start doing you guys right now. Go for a walk. Start there. So you start the day. I love that with the workout. Do you have a skill that you've been trying to master, like in this last 2020 that you maybe picked up or you're whittling on? You know, people doing all sorts of different things these days.
Yeah. So, I used to sort of love cooking. I haven't done that in a while. And that now that I don't have to travel much much as I used to. So, you know, I've definitely kind of gone back to experiment with like different,
picking up new recipes and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
So I've been doing that. I've been, to what you're saying, it's a great opportunity to just learn about things that you ordinarily don't get the opportunity to learn about. So, I mean, for me, I'm probably like you, where I'm always fascinated with the companies that are being IPO'd and sort of studying the backstory, like absolutely, what did they kind of go, what was their journey like, you know, that really got them to this point. Yeah.
Right. I always like to look at those founders, guys. Yeah. I always like to look at the founders. It's very, very important that you know that the founder is going to stick with the company, in my opinion, an IPO. Tesla, one of the best IPOs or close to the best IPOs I ever bought. They still got Elon running it. You know what I mean? And so it may not happen forever, but the point is, it seems like those are some of the best companies to invest into, and not a guy that's just there for a couple years and then he's on to the next thing. You know, I mean, it still works. I'm not saying that doesn't work, guys. I'm not saying it doesn't. It still works in all different levels. But my favorite with the IPO is because you're going to get the story. Brian and the story of those guys sleeping on Airbnb and just making the Obama O's and trying to survive to literally come to where they're at now. It's like, oh my God, these guys can take this kind of capital, this kind of thing, and take it to the next level because they've done it with nothing. How would it not happen, you know, as long as they stay? So I always like that. You know, you never know. You never know on an IPO. You guys always got to be doing your own diligence. Do you have a favorite app on your phone right now?
I have a few, but I would say my favorite app is believe it or not, it's LinkedIn.
LinkedIn! Absolutely. You do a lot of different connections with people.
Yeah, yeah.
Building the business, building the brand.
Yeah.
The best place to do it, obviously, guys. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
And that's the other thing I was going to say, you know, this is a good time to really get, you know, it's a lot easier to get a hold of people too, because for the most part, everybody's pretty much indoors at home.
Plans, baby. No plans. Everyone's got a Zoom link, man. Hey, you want Zoom? Okay, here's send the link, baby. Let's go. A couple more last questions for you, my man. If you could sit down to a chicken dinner with anyone in the world tonight, who would it be?
That's a good one. You know, I would probably, I mean, this may sound ironic, but I lost my father when I was really young. Oh, so, you know, I mean, it would be interesting to sort of, be able to have that meal with him, you know, especially if he can, obviously I didn't come from a lot of money or whatever, for him to sort of see where his son's, gone. I think he would be really proud.
Absolutely, dude. So one time for the pops, dude, no doubt, no doubt about that. Nothing like family, nothing like that. And I believe his soul is still watching you, man. So I think he's very proud of your success and that he sees it and has seen it many times. And like any father would be very proud, brother. Do you have a book that has changed your life? Has there been a book that has, changed your life?
I would say every book can change your life. Absolutely. Depending on how you read it. Right. I mean, generally, I think, I'm probably like you. I like to study people, like biographies of people that have done well, because the reality is, everybody has to start somewhere, right? And so for me, I really enjoy, or right now it's more like listening to biographies.
Absolutely.
But beyond that, I think the biggest thing that people don't realize it, it's focus. If you can get a good handle on how you use your time, because where you spend your time really determines where your life goes, right?
Oh my God, dude. Real talk right there, guys. Where you spend your time is where your life will go. And realizing you can still be a great family friend, you can still be a great person to your dog and watch enough Netflix and watch your sports or whatever you want to do still. But never forget that you got to focus on a little bit of you every single day, your goals, your aspirations, because one day it's going to be our final day and we aren't going to have that choice to go back, guys. And so there's no point to not embrace it now. Take a little risk. You know, I always say take a small risk in you, you know, by putting a little bit of your time into something new or a little bit of your money into something new, and learn, you know, and that's why how we learn is usually by our time and money. It's one of the two. It's wherever you're putting your money is at, where you've learned about that, or where you've spent your time at is where you've learned about that. And where you spend your time continually is where you care about, you know, what you love. Like you said, that's where your life is. So if you're not spending your time doing anything for you guys, then you're not going to get to the places you want to go. And so just don't forget that right now, especially because people, you know, sometimes we have forgot that, you know, how special we are. And that, like you said, your story of like your father, you probably could never imagine where you've gone in your life, you know? I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate your soul. I think InView is just in the beginning, even though it's 16 years in the making, obviously. Yeah. This is the time because of what has happened with digital in the last year and the transformation of so many people adopting it of all ages and being embracing it and not having much to do. And so, and then I also really embrace you guys for how you guys reward your creators, man. I think that is the beauty of a two-way marketplace. Like I'm a huge eBay seller or, you know, love my eBay stores. That's the beauty. You know, people get the card. I always tell my wife, you know, someone gets a good card from me and you know what? That's a treasured memory they maybe keep forever and maybe generations they maybe keep for. And eBay make a little bit of money and I make a little bit of money. But the person that gets it is treasured. And also that they happen because of a community. So it's just amazing. And I reward companies like that, like yourself, that, you know, have a place like that to help people make money right now because we all need to find new ways to make money. And if you guys are curious, please go check them out. We'll put the links and everything in the show links, guys. So you don't have to worry about that. And you mentioned your best place for people to kind of find you is on LinkedIn. Do you guys want to give your shout out to your LinkedIn?
Yeah. So on LinkedIn, you can easily find me if you search for my name, basically Lomit, LOMITPATEL. And, you know, I connect with anyone who reaches out and I'm always sharing, like I put a lot of new content every day, primarily around, you know, that really helps entrepreneurs if they want to scale and grow their business or really just to, you know, lead and manage teams. So put a lot of that content out there that
guys
people seem to enjoy.
Got to follow them, guys. And the book too, man. Give a shout out to the book.
Yeah. So my book, Lean AI, as Travis mentioned, you know, it's available on Amazon and most of the bookstores. And it was, you know, when it came out, it was one of the best new releases on Amazon. So that was pretty
bam, amazing. Baby, let's go.
Yeah, that was amazing. Go.
Bro, you have an amazing story, an amazing wealth of knowledge. And like I said, I always believe that for all great entrepreneurs, we're still in the beginning of something even greater. So my man, you are just incredible. Folks, you've been hanging out with Lomit Patel and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you so much for your time today. And let's keep being real. What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. Right now, more than ever, folks, we need to work on our reputation for our businesses. And get those reviews, get those positive reviews, get those positive recommendations on both on your social, but also to market on your website. And that is why you want to check out my business, folks, our software, realtimereputation.us. That's realtimereputation.us. Please check it out. It is literally the best thing that's ever happened to many of our campaigns is that reviews bring together your social and digital campaigns. And the more positive reviews, as people are making those positive, you know, decisions, they're looking at your, you know, at your reviews And so the more you can get, the better. And make it easy and automated with realtimereputation.us. Check us out.